Here with me I have Mark Dietzen with Ineos Bio. Did I say that right?
That's right.
All right. I was listening earlier, at least a little bit. And here at this Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, you were hitting on the topic of commercializing gasification and fermentation technology. What would be a couple of the key points you wanted people to take away from here?
Well, I think we have a practical technology that we're in the process of implementing, and you know that we think a commercial scale plant will be running in 2011, and that this will provide the basis for going to larger scale sizes and meeting the demand for cellulosic ethanol in the future.
And you know, I know that we've been hearing from lots of different energy sources here, even from wind and ethanol from sugarcane and biodiesel today as well. Besides just bringing a plant online, how do you feel like about the contribution, or how would you describe the contribution that this technology is going to be able to provide us?
Well, I think it's going to help bridge the gap between what's possible from crop-based ethanol and allow the substitution of a larger percentage of the U.S. gasoline pool and the gasoline pool around the world with a bio-based fuel.
Since we've been talking about trade and policy issues here, what role might this type of technology play in the kind of policies that are, you know, already have been formed? They're trying to figure out how to implement some of them, but maybe new ones that we would look at. Any way you would see that having an impact on how we're developing policies?
Well, I think there could be policy decisions that would accelerate the use of this type of technology. Any of these new technologies will require significant investment in order to replace what's existing. What we have is an existing fossil fuel-based energy infrastructure, power plants, oil refineries, transportation systems. And if we really want to go to a biofuel economy, there's going to have to be a lot of new investment made, and certainly there's private capital available, but I think there's a place for government programs that make it a little easier for the private capital to be raised and help leverage the private capital.
Okay, well, good. Well, I really appreciate you taking a moment to kind of summarize some of your remarks here at this Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.